Padnam?
Amarkar.
Hi, Amarkar and Sadanam.
How are you?
Good. How are you, ladies? Good.
Good. Thank you.
Glad to hear it.
Guru Atma?
Guru Atma. Hi, Guru Atma. How are you?
Good.
And who is this?
Ruth Andre.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
From Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. Well, has anybody been continuing to listen to the recordings?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. And I love seeing your experiences on the, on our community, what do you call that thing, blog, our community place? Have you all been checking it out?
No, I haven't.
I have, yeah. Rebecca Sutnishan.
Sutnishan? Yes. Hi, dear. Are you the one that I knew a long time ago?
Through electronic communication.
Oh, okay, good.
Only, so maybe not.
Okay, good. Well, glad to have you.
Thank you, glad to be here.
Okay, so it's 1 minute past 10, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So please sit straight. And breathe deeply, palms together. Project out the third eye point. Breathe deep. Go deep inside. And inhale to begin. Begin heart breath. That is, on the exhale, feel like the air is coming out of your heart. Continue breathing. Heart breath. Let your heart clear. And now, as you exhale, begin to unite with all of the hearts that are on this call and that will be listening on the recording. Good. Keep it up. Keep uniting heart to heart. That is all who will be listening to the recording now and in the future. Feel as one heart. So alive, so cozy. So welcomed and welcoming. And inhale, hold the breath, and project this light. And exhale. And breathe. Okay, so Baba Sudhichan, he welcomes everybody here today. It's like we're all sitting in a campfire circle, and he's here with us. And he says today he would like to talk about clearing. He says clearing is a very important aspect of human life, but people don't pay much attention to it. You know, sometimes you have to clear your garage. Sometimes you have to clear out your bills. We relate to it in that way. But he says we don't relate to it in the ultimate way. And let's find out what that is. He says the ultimate way, he says the human psyche over time gathers what you might call dust and cobwebs. And that's because when there's not a lot of movement on the higher vibrational levels, they get stagnant. It's like stagnant water. You know, it backs up and it gets kind of nasty. So he's saying it's absolutely important for everybody to do their daily sadhana, whatever that practice is. That's a daily spiritual practice. And, of course, that is to clear out the cobwebs, clear out the dust, keep the flow going. He says, but here's something really, really important. When you do your sadhana, do not do it as an empty spiritual practice. That means don't just go through the motions. He says you must be aware that when you do your spiritual practice, and that includes sadhana, any other meditation, it includes things like heart breath, it includes long, deep breathing or breath of fire or alternate nostril breathing that you happen to do during the day, chanting your mantras, which are all wonderful and perfect. He wants to emphasize that that is all wonderful and perfect. But it is very, very important that you understand that, that what you're doing is you are creating mental, psychic, physical flow on those realms that can support the higher, can open, you are clearing so that you can open up to the higher, I'm going to, higher is not a good word, higher, more refined, faster than the speed of light spiritual vibrations. Okay, so you must be conscious of that, so that when you're doing the meditations, when you're using the breath, for instance, like with heart breath, you are clearing, you are opening to that flow that then, you know, clearing out the muck and letting those vibrations flow so that they can penetrate every bit of your own being. And when they do that, then you become like a radiating beacon into your whole life. That what we would call spiritual energy. But if you just call it spiritual energy, you don't get the whole meaning of it. It is the energy of creation, is the energy of consciousness, the action of knowing. Knowing from the most intrinsic and profound level, it is love at its most qualified, its most rarefied, and its most supreme. So in order for all of that to work, it's all naturally there, but in order for it to work, we have to clear. We have to clear, especially daily, and then all the time. Be very aware of it. The way you access that, also during the day, you know, if you get upset, angry, frustrated, worried, whatever it is, stumped, what you do is relax. Isn't that the most extraordinary thing? You relax out of that emotion or that way of believing that that the flow is stopped up. Because the more you get into it, the more you're going to stop it up. So The counteraction to that is to relax. Relax. And it can take some mental discipline if you say, but this is really important. No. The relaxing and clearing to allow the flow is what's important. And then out of that, the more refined, the more profound, the more powerful creating energies can come through you as you relax. Okay, so now he's saying, please begin long deep breathing. And now he's going to ask, he's asking you to hold closed your left nostril and begin right nostril breathing. Long deep breath. And let that clear all the meridians of your mind, he says. Feel it. Be very aware of it. Clearing your mind. Maybe there's some things that you've been worrying about, you've been thinking about, praying about. Just clear your mind. And that actually means clearing your whole brain. Be very conscious of your brain as an organ. It's an organ of receptivity and processing. It's quite amazing. Let it clear your brain. Let it clear your spinal cord. And let it clear your whole nervous system. You're opening up all those channels so that you can have the most clear and direct connection with these incredible energies that are always, always available to you, including healing energy. Now inhale, hold, and now switch, close your right nostril with your finger, and breathe through the left nostril. Again, allowing this breath, he's calling it preternatural, I'm not sure what that means, I'll look it up. But continue this breath through the left nostril and let it clear your whole body. Let the meridians, the channels of your whole body be cleared. Your whole body has a consciousness. And it just relishes this energy. Stay deep. It loves this energy even more than going to Baskin Robbins. So give your whole body a treat. Feel it going through every organ. Every muscle, bone, your sensory apparatus, your glandular system, let it be cleared. body's covering be cleared? The skin, the nails, the hair. Let it all be cleared. And by the way, when you take your bath in the morning, preferably a cold bath, cold shower, do this as well. Consciously clear yourself. This is the heart of healing. This is the essence of it. As you go to an acupuncturist, the acupuncturist seeks to clear and balance all of the channels, all the energy channels of the body. Do this consciously. And he says, this, along with very special treatments that you receive from your profound intuition, is the medicine of the new age. Now inhale. Hold the breath. And as Yogi Bhajan would say, cannonball, exhale. Inhale. Cannonball, exhale. Inhale one more time. Hold the breath while you pump the navel. In and out. Continue pumping, holding, radiating. Exhale calmly but powerfully. Then breathe deep. No, and he says, now feel this fresh new day of your body, your mind, to allow your soul and your greater energies to be more active, be flowing, to be apparent, to work, turning on the spigot. He says, God bless you. Did you like that?
Yes.
Good. Does anybody want to say how it affected them? Don't everybody
calmness.
Speak? What?
A sense of calmness and peace and tranquility.
Oh, good. Is this Irit?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Good. Okay, anybody else?
It gave me a sense of deep calmness and kind of like a brush sweeping me clean.
Fabulous. Fabulous. This is Amrit, and she has good cause to use this one.
Yes.
As you know, she's the one with dealing with a brain injury. So mm-hmm. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Before I was like rushing around trying to get here and, you know, a sense of time, and now it's just kind of that sense of time is dissolved.
Wonderful.
Being present, yeah.
Fabulous. I remember after Sadhanam, I remember after one of these, you felt that you were abiding. Mm-hmm. And when you feel that calmness, it's not like you're dumb and turned off, but you're actually more aware.
Mm-hmm.
But just not worked up about anything. And you live in that space of the greatest energy, but it feels so calm and natural to you. You know, this world is the opposite. It's addicted to stress. But you get so much more done, things happen so much better. Okay, so now feel this union of hearts again. And what he's doing now, he's like, you know, in our campfire circle, he's wrapping everybody up in a big blanket for a huge hug. So cute. He's so cute. Okay, and so he's hugging everybody, and everybody is hugging each other. Good. So inhale. And exhale. And he says, keep the hug. Keep it going in your heart. And he's very grateful for you who join our call so that you can ground the energies. And he's also, he loves also that people are listening to it as a recording as well. But I have one thing to tell you. I'm going to rely on him to fix my computer that isn't working this I'm not sure when the recording will be up, but we'll do our Okay, so does anybody have any comments? Okay, folks. Well, it has been a pleasure being with you and being with Baba Siddhi Chand. He says, don't forget, I'm always hugging you.
No.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. He says, don't forget to hug back, he says. Okay. So now, for our closing, we will just put our palms together again. And inhale. May the long, long time shine upon you, all love around you, and the love of your life within you, guide your way on, guide your way. Guide your way. And may the blessing of the freedom of the cobwebs be always with you. Enjoy your God bless you. Satnam.
God bless you.
God bless you. Satnam. Talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget to.
Dear Gyan, I have a question.
Yeah? Who is it?
You posted, it's Irit. You posted a meditation on the website, and I wanted to download it. Does it have a mantra?
No. No, it's just me talking. It's just me reading. Excuse me, what you saw is text, that's what it is.
So it's like a guided meditation? Do I sit down through it while you're reading?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And there's a little sample, a little pre-sample. You can test it out first if you want.
Okay.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.